T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, what hits you more after last night's Eagles game? A, happy they won. B, aware they are bad. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Angelo, this morning with Ray Dittinger, asked him, you know, just pretty basic question. How you feeling about this win? Ray with an answer that clearly skews one way. Is it positive or is it negative? You'll know when you hear this answer. Here's Ray Diddy with Angelo today.
Tell me how you feel right now about what you witnessed last night.
I'm just grateful that the season's still alive. I mean, if they lost that game, you and I would be having an entirely different conversation right now.
Yes.
You know, if they were sitting there 1-5-1 with two losses already in the books to Washington and the Giants, you and I would be very hard pressed to say if there was any chance of salvaging the season. I mean, they saved the season last night, so I felt pretty good about that. I'm one of these guys that, you know, I'm in for a dime, I'm in for a dollar. You know, the season starts and I'm with you to the end. I mean, sometimes it turns out good, sometimes it turns out bad, but you know, I don't want to be at a point where I know. You know, I know the season's over and it's still October. I'm not there yet. And I was a little surprised last night that my colleagues were so negative about it. I mean, Michael was, Barrett was, and Seth was. And, you know, they kind of came to me last, and I was the one that just kind of had to say, well, you know, hey, fellas, they did win the game, and the season's still alive. And, you know, imperfect, certainly, but they're an imperfect team right now. And at the end of the game, when they had to, they found a way to win.
Now, there he is, the Diddy. You know, I actually thought I enjoyed hearing the phrase save the season. It pumps me up, makes me feel good. But I actually don't know. I don't think it's true. And here's what I mean by that. Had they lost, then who wins the division? The Giants? Dallas? Like, they could have lost and still been totally in it.
Yeah.
So do I think they saved the season?
But those are the games that at the end
right,
they come
I
back
know.
And you say, well, had they won, then.
Yeah. I don't think they saved the season, but I think they made it easier to win the division.
Yeah.
Doesn't prove they will, but had they lost, it wouldn't have proven that they wouldn't have. It's a wacky world, ladies and gentlemen. They won the game. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Gary, who's with us. Hey, Gary.
Hey.
Hi, Gary.
I just wanted to bring up a couple things. First being the challenge flag that Doug threw late. That's got to be down a lot earlier than it did. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, his knee, they would have reversed that to down because of his knee and it would not have been a first down. And
also not, I think Doug's, listen, Giants moved fast to get to the line. I think,
I want him to get it.
You know what I've also wondered? We
got
to see.
Got people up.
I know he's got people upstairs, but it doesn't mean that they're robots that can get the answer in 7 seconds. I think that I want to see, I don't think they can get the answer definitively in 7 seconds. So just to be clear, I also want to see an overhead.
I think when we all saw it, we like in real time, I think a lot of people looked at that and said that should be challenged. It seemed pretty obvious. At first glance without seeing a replay.
Right. Well,
I know you're being cautious,
right.
but it was still a mistake.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. You then have to commit to a philosophy to throw a flag without, I'll call it proof, and you're just going off the instinct of the first time. I agree with you, John.
A great coach would have thrown it, right? A great coach at the game time.
A better prepared coach would have thrown it.
Yeah.
So
a coach who might not have quite so much he's thinking about with the play calling and everything else.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Next thing was would be Jalen Hurts. I don't see much out of this kid. He
I expected more last night.
Well, to be fair to him though, at some point you got to let him pass the ball, where defenses aren't going to respect the possibility of the pass.
I did like the play where he was actually throwing it. It ended up being, you know, at the end of the game. Remember the 2-point conversion where they had Carson? We had like a diamond formation outside. It was a new look play. I did like that they were allowing him to throw in that situation. That was a positive, moving in the right direction.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I agree with you. Last night it amounted to nothing. But
exactly.
It was
the second half when they finally let him get out there.
But I really think they have to let him pass the ball, or defenses are just going to stuff the box against the guy. I don't know what you expect.
I understand that. But then they put that option situation, and it turned to be a loss of 3 yards.
It was terrible. It was awful. Yeah.
So, all right, that's what I wanted to talk
about. Gary, thanks, man. One thing I've wondered about with that challenge situation, I want to see an overhead of it. I want to know, and I have no idea. We were told by the announcers that Doug threw the flag close to 20 yards. We also know that it was really bang-bang-ish whether the play was, you know, got off in time, and the refs decided that it did. John, I wonder if throwing the flag 1 yard would have made a difference. I know this sounds ridiculous, but
sure. So it hits the ground faster.
Yeah, I mean, he's
like
trying to
spike the flag.
Yeah, he's trying to get the referee's attention, who's down the field, and he throws it 20 yards.
Yeah.
But technically,
sailing in the air, taking precious seconds.
Right. I mean, just throw the flag 1 yard.
Yeah.
I don't, maybe it would have made a difference. I don't know.
It's a great point. I mean, they said they looked at video, right, to see if it hit the ground first and the play went off first. So I think that's a great point,
Spike
Joe.
Spike the flag.
I mean, who makes the call? Is it the ref on the field or a guy overhead? Is it an eye in the sky judge that says a flag was thrown?
I think so.
Well, then just throw it 2 yards so we can see that you threw it, not 20 yards, I guess. If that's how it is, then you don't have to get the ref's attention on the field. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Long time and daily listener. Is this not the worst tackling team you ever saw?
Yeah, there was some bad tackling last night.
This Rodney Coleman doesn't even belong in the NFL. The guy stinks.
It looks like Roby Coleman doesn't want it. We've seen veterans before who demonstrate a thing where you just feel like they're not vested with the team and the season. That's what Roby Coleman looks to me like he is, not vested.
And Rodney McLeod, he makes one good tackle a game, and half the time he's out of position to make a tackle. I don't know. You just get frustrated. You know, reminds me of the old Bradley days when he threw his back at the player. These guys, this Coleman is going for the ball rather than tackling. And it's obvious that Frank Reich had a big part of this team going to the Super Bowl. They hired all these guys to offense, and it's the same old stuff. They had one different play yesterday, that jet sweep with they need to be surprising some teams with some plays, and it's just not happening.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I just said something in the previous call that I like the fact that they let Jalen Hurts throw it on that failed 2-point conversion at the end of the game that would have put us up 3 points. Remember when Jalen Hurts was in shotgun and Carson would split out wide and they had the little double trips? It was like a really unique look to start. I said I liked that because I thought it was a well-designed play and they were letting him throw. I just looked at that play. It's not a well-designed play. They didn't even go out for routes. It was not supposed to be a pass. Jalen Hurts decided to run because he had to try to roll out because the way it was schemed up, they had more guys than we had to block. It was supposed to be a draw to Jalen Hurts. You had Mailata lined up outside as a wide receiver. I like the way that looks to start. But when they're not running routes, they're not doing anything. It looks like they're confused as to what they're supposed to do, sort of just standing around. It wasn't a play. I like the idea to start, but then you got to take it somewhere. It was a failure.
That is a failure of a play.
Well, that's not good. Tony, appreciate the call, man. 215-592-9494 at 11:30 today. Your chance to win the new Nest Audio from Google, which you give, we give away for an entire month on our show every day at 11:30, 12:30, and 1:30. So that's 11:30 today. Also at that time, right around that time, the Bad of the Bone Award. Hey, it's not the Bad Award this week. It's the Bad of the Bone Award. We get to hand out, you know, some game balls. They want a game. So we'll do that. Doug Peterson, the press conference at 12:15, and calls throughout the show. Joe to camera, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Many of you have already joined me and set up your Parx Casino Sportsbook app accounts. It makes the games more fun. I go with the home team. I have that home field advantage when it comes to my sports betting app. My guys at Parx Casino Sportsbook are right here in Bucks County. Your action and your money are safe and secure on their easy-to-use sports betting app, the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the state of Pennsylvania. Sign up now. You'll get a risk-free bet of up to $500. $500. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. That's JRWIP to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. You could put that towards the Pro Baseball Championship tonight. It's all tied up 1-1. Tampa won game two, but Los Angeles is minus 162 in game three. And then Sunday Pro Football, what a matchup. Tennessee hosting Pittsburgh. You got Pittsburgh opening as the favorite, but money's still coming in on the home team. Tennessee, the better team, in my opinion. They're now 1.5-point favorites. The over-under's 50.5 points. PARXCasino.com/PA. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. The Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the home team. Bet with the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.